Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all Motown groups. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, the Contours, the Marvelettes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations and the Jackson 5. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown groups.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go on. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. Gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues, I'm tired of being you.
With Tom Fallon.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Well, you die.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Marvelettes. That was Playboy, and they reached number 4 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. Before that, a number 1 from 62, the world famous Contours with Do You Love Me, and we started with the Commodores, Sail On, number 4 from 1979. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring all Motown groups, and we're using the United States Rhythm and Blues charts as the chart basis for determining where the songs lie. Coming up, a great song from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Tears of a Clown. Well, Tears of a Clown was originally released on the 1967 album called Make It Happen. It was re-released in the United Kingdom as a single in September of 1970, where it became number one on the UK singles charts. Subsequently, Motown released this Tears of a Clown as a single in the United States as well, where it quickly became a number one hit on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Rhythm and Blues singles charts. It is an international multi-million seller and a 2002 Grammy Hall of Fame inductee. Its success caused Miracles lead singer, songwriter, and producer Smokey Robinson, who had announced plans to leave the act, to stay until 1972. Well, Stevie Wonder, who, by the way, was discovered by Miracles member Ronnie White and his producer, Hank Cosby, wrote the music for the song, and Cosby produced the instrumental track recording. Stevie brought the instrumental track to the 1966 Motown Christmas party because he could not come up with a lyric to fit the instrumental. Stevie wanted to see what Smokey could come up with for that track. Robinson, who remarked that the song's distinctive calliope sounded like a circus, provided lyrics that reflected his vision, and he sang lead vocals. In the song, his character is sad because he does not have a woman who loves him. Well, here is Smokey and His Miracles, Tears of a Clown, right here on Motown.
Now if there's a smile on my face,
Motownmemories@yahoo.com.
The sweet sound of Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? They reached number 4 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1969. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas, You've Been in Love Too Long, number 36 from 1965. And we started with Smokey and the Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, number 1 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And we're featuring all Motown groups for this entire hour. Well, coming up, the last top 40 song and the last song ever released by Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, Someday We'll Be Together was written by Johnny Bristol, Jackie Beavers, and Harvey Fuca, and it was made popular as the last of 12 American number one singles for Diana Ross and the Supremes. Although it was released as the final Supremes song featuring Diana Ross, who left the group for a solo career in January 1970, it was recorded as Ross's first solo single, really, and Supremes member Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong did not even sing on the recording. The song also holds the distinction of being the final number one song for 1969. The song was actually written way back in 1961, and Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers recorded the song together as Johnny and Jackie for the Tri-Fi record label that same year. The song was a moderate success in the Midwest of the United States, but it gained little notice in other venues. Well, Tri-Fi was purchased by the Motown record label in the mid-1960s, and they went back into their repertoire and found this song and gave it to the Motown group, the Supremes. Here are the Supremes with Diana Ross. Someday We'll Be Together, right here on Motown.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Each day through my window, say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Well, for this half hour, we feature some great Motown groups. Coming up after the break, we'll start off with the Supremes and the Four Tops together. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.